plays a song to stir up a memory. The tune takes you back as if it were yesterday. The words start to fall as you sing along. All it takes is a song.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the newest episode of the Top 30 Who's Who Independent Country Music. My name is Matt Lee, and I'm here with
Brandon Fields,
Joan Barr.
Yes, we are the hosts of this year's show. We are the Night Owl Country Band, and we're glad to be with you today. John, it's going to be a little bit different. We're doing a few things different this week. Yeah?
Yeah, just a tick different.
Just a little tick?
Just a little tick.
Yeah.
Just tiny hair.
A tiny hair.
Tiny hair different.
That's better because a tick sucks. So.
Ooh, yeah, it does.
Tiny hair just gets infected.
Yeah.
Have you had a good week so far?
Yeah, back to work, all that. Yeah.
It's weird, the holidays in the middle of the week.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. They should have just gave us these last 2 days off and start over fresh on Monday, but, you know.
Yeah.
Japanese are setting their ways, so.
Yeah, so we were off Tuesday and Wednesday for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and then I went back to work Thursday, Friday. Then I went back to work on Monday, and then I was off Tuesday, Wednesday, so I went back again today. So it's like I had 3 or 4 different Mondays in a row.
Yeah, I can't imagine that. Today just felt like Monday all day long for me.
Did it? Went long?
It felt long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Double long?
Yeah.
I bet you got paid double overtime, too, for it.
I should have.
I wish. I don't get overtime.
But like I told you, they, hey, welcome back. Here's some pizza.
Yeah, you got some Greek pizza all the way from Greece.
Yeah, it's pretty gross, but.
You didn't like it.
I did not.
No.
I ordered Taco Bell for lunch, so.
You just worked from home, didn't you?
Yeah, and it was 2 minutes from the house, so it was real fresh when it got to my door.
Oh, good. But they didn't pay for your meal or nothing, though. You had to pay for your own, didn't you?
Well, technically, Mom and Dad paid for it. It was a gift card.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mom and Dad knows what you like, too, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we've got a brand new Top 30 countdown. We were going to do a Top 50 countdown, and we decided to do things a little bit different. We've got a new segment that we're going to be doing instead of doing the Top 50, John.
What did we do last year?
Last year, we did a Top 51.
I was just seeing how... How well you remembered.
See if I remember.
Because I didn't remember. It was in my memories, though, on Facebook. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we did a Top 51. Brandon, we're going to do a new segment. You'd like to explain to him what we're going to do on... We're actually going to have 2 segments this week that are the same but different because both of you guys are going to do something different. You go ahead and explain to him.
So we're going to be looking back on previous submissions from previous weeks. So before we hit the top 10, we're going to hear one song. And then before we hit the top 5, we're going to hear another one. And John and I believe this week are both picking those numbers out.
A little bit of a rewind, per se.
Yeah. I'm not sure what you just did.
I don't know what that noise
didn't
was.
Sound like a VCR rewinding?
Oh, yeah, no.
No?
That's not what I heard either, so.
Oh. Well, I tried. All right. All right, so let's... Before we get into our top 30, do we want to give a shout out to our beer we're trying?
Probably not.
It's a brand new one for us. It's Bloomington Brewing Company, and Brandon, it's called
Ruby Bloom.
Ruby Bloom. And Amber.
I got some feedback over here.
Feedback or a burp building up?
No, it wasn't a burp. It was a little good. Recoil.
Recoil. So what's your rating on 0 to 10 there, John, on the Ruby Bloom Amber?
0 being
the worst.
Let's go 0.5.
0.5.
No. I'll go 1.5.
1.5.
Yeah.
That's low, John. Wow. I would give it at least a 4.
I don't like bitey beer.
Fair enough.
There's hoppy, bitey, and just downright disgusting.
Which was hippopotamus beer.
Yes.
The place we played at had it on tap for New Year's Eve. We won't say who it is because...
Did they really?
Yeah.
I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I've got to say.
And you didn't
yeah.
get it, did you?
Nope.
No. I'll give them Ruby Bloom Amber. We'll go halfway. We'll do a five. We'll do a five on it.
All right. All right.
Wait, I thought it was 0 to 5.
No, 0 to 10.
Oh, man.
You went 1.5.
Yeah.
And he went 4, and I went 5 on it. I went a little high, but I think it deserves a 5. I like the can itself looks cool.
Yeah.
Nice design on it. Girl looks like she's smelling a ruby bloom, right?
Yeah.
A rose?
Yeah.
Of some sort. Anyway, there's are we beer connoisseurs now?
Beer of the week.
It used to be food we talked about, but now we talk about beer every week.
We used to drift all over the place, but I think we've kind of narrowed it down now. Bad beer. There's nothing...
Bad, badder, and baddest.
Yeah. One day we're going to... And it's going to be like a solid 9.5 stars.
Yeah. Well, maybe the other one we're going to try about halfway through. Sam Adams Cold Snap. We're going to try that one here in a little bit.
9.5.
You think so? Could be.
It couldn't be. It's got to be higher than a 1.5.
Okay. All right. You guys ready for the top 30?
Brandon is.
All right, Brandon, here we go. We're moving into the top 30 of our Who's Who Top 30 Country Music Countdown, and coming in at number 30 is...
a debut, Matt. Coming in at number 30, we have Evie May with Pass Me On By. I won't wear lipstick with an evening gown, but I'll go skinny dipping when the sun goes down. Treat me like a lady if you're gonna hold me tight. If you're looking for a girl like your mama, pass me on by. Coming in at number 29 this week, we have Alan Rudd with It's a Good Thing.
It's a good thing, now I know what love's about. 'Cause I got you, and honey, there ain't no doubt. It's a good thing, that woman set me free. 'Cause I've never known the love you've given me.
At number 28, we have Jesse Lee with Thinking About You Tonight.
But somebody out there is thinking about you tonight. Somebody out there is hoping you'll be alright. You got the call and you gave your best day. Took it all and you got what's left. It's hard to come back right. Somebody out there is thinking about you tonight.
Number 27, we have Dallas Alexander with Can't Blame My Bloodline.
Can't blame my bloodline for the things I do. I can't blame whiskey and I can't blame you. I can't blame Waylon and his outlaw songs. It's my own damn fault I sing along. I ain't blaming no one but me.
And Jackson Ray with Back to Fall at number 26.
Think it's hard to pass by time. Y'all been heavy on my mind. Do what I can to shake the blues. I wish I was with all of you.
Up two spots at number 25, Tyler Herwig with All Yours.
I got everything I need to be happy. I got everything I want and more. Now I'm somebody who's got someone next to me. Thank God that I'm all yours.
Also up two spots at number 24 is Amber Campbell, The First Thing I Think Of.
You're the first thing that I think of
Someone Like You at number 23. Again, up two spots, William Wallace Band.
Sitting alone on a back porch swing, I think about someone like you. Holding my hands and making our plans for the rest of our lives too soon.
Number 22, also up two spots. That's a lot of twos.
That's
there.
A lot of twofers.
Twofers, yeah.
Yeah. All they wanted for Christmas is to move up two spots, right?
Yeah, Cliff and Susan did. Waiting on You.
Waiting on you to come around like gathered up dust in the lost and found. Pick me up and bless my soul. You give me sweet loving like I never known. I never thought that it could be. Seems so crazy to believe I was waiting on you, you waiting on me.
And coming in at number 21, Peyton Riley with These Boots.
These boots are blazed with fire, with red flames on their sides. They burn away my worries, I'm fiercer than a lion. And when I'm on the big stage, I look up at the light. I'm not afraid to be here, 'cause they walk me to the mic. These boots have seen it all. These boots, I'll never take them off.
All of these coming up are up two spots this week. Coming in at number 20, we have Jason Ray Welsh with Battleborn.
Time, those clans and tribes burn or cry, our horses fly, ancestral bonds grace beyond, heathens lead, family honorably.
Jeremy Parsons at number 19 with The Garden.
Yeah, tell me what's growing there in your garden. Does it wither when you're feeling blue? Yeah, I see from where I am that your garden is thriving, and I hope that that means you are too.
Country's Close Enough by Mason Horn is at number 18.
I just want to ride a back road, rolling cold, spinning tires when it rains. A cold beer in a field with my woman and a pretty Chevrolet. I want a good cut over and a light to see if I can shine above. If I never get to heaven, then I reckon that the country's close enough. I reckon country's close enough. I reckon country's close enough.
Coming in at number 17, we have Justin Sutton with Nothing But Mine.
Nothing but time to wait together, sitting by the river, watch the sun setting low in the sky. Nothing but time till we make it. All the rules we can break them. That's the thing about you and I. Nothing but time till you see just what you mean to me in time.
Coming in at number 16, we have Caitlin Marie with Girl with a Fishing Rod.
Learn that People Magazine, Cosmo 17. All those girls got nothing on me. I like a little bit of makeup, camouflage.
Coming in at number 15, Kaylin Joe with Diamond in My Pocket.
Baby, there's a shooting star.
Pamela Hopkins at number 14, Burn It Down.
You can have my man, but I'll be damned if you get anything of mine. Should've known betraying me's like throwing a match on kerosene. I ain't afraid to send it up in flames. Bet your ass I'm going out in a blaze. Have fun sifting through the cinders of the bed you made. After I burn it down, burn it down, burn it down, burn it down.
Dan Washburn at number 13, Going Home.
It's not how fast your car can go, how hard your road's to hold.
Always keep in mind what matters most.
Life can pull you far away. There might be times you go astray,
but the best you'll ever do end of the day is going home.
One Like Mine at number 12 by Keelan Brown.
When you find one like mine, no, you don't take for granted that angel you've been handing. When she loves the way she loves, and you're looking in those eyes, you'll know it when you find one like mine.
Gabe Cote at number 11, Wish I Would Have Known.
I wished I'd have known the answer. I wished I'd have known the score. I wished I'd have known what you was after before those teardrops hit the floor. Oh, I wish I would have known.
That's our 30 through 11. A great lineup so far. It's going to be hard to keep some of them from cracking into that top 10 and maybe even going to number one, right, Brandon?
That's what they're all hoping for.
That's right. A lot of new faces there, John.
There is.
Yeah, we started off the new year with a lot of new faces. And first couple weeks, we had a lot of new faces, and they continue to start to go up the countdown. A lot of them two at a time.
Yeah, a lot of twofers.
That's right. And we did have one debut this week, and the debut was number 30.
Yeah, by Evie May with Pass Me On By.
Yeah, Evie May has sent in music to us before. Yeah, and she's a great artist, so it's good to see a familiar face come in.
Absolutely, yeah. We always love seeing familiar faces bring in new music to us.
Repeat offenders.
That's right.
Wait, I don't think that... Never mind. Yeah. That's not what I meant.
Speaking of repeat offenders.
Oh, God.
Or looking back is what we're going to say now. We're going to rewind a little bit. And, Brandon, I'm going to have you pick out. We have submissions from 1 to 192. And we're going to have you pick one of those in just a second. So, what we're doing here is we're going to be rewinding back to some of the submissions that we've had in the past.
Make the noise. Yep. That.
Oh, man.
Copyrighted. But we're going to look back at some of the submissions that we've had the last 4 years, 5 years. I've lost track now. We started COVID.
Let's say four plus.
Four plus.
I believe it'll be five this year, Matt.
Okay. All right. Good. So, yeah. So we're going to look back at all these years of great submissions. We will say before we start this, if you were hearing this for the first time, or if you're an artist that's listened to this and you're like, man, I think I might be able to crack into the top 30, or maybe you're a repeat offender.
Yeah.
That would like to send again. You know, all you have to do is send in your song in MP3 format to Night Owl CB.
One.
That's the number.
One.
At
Yahoo.
.com.
That's right. And we'll look at it and we'll rate it, and we rate on a scale of 0 to 10 to see if it makes the top 30 countdown. And something cool next week, Brandon, we're going to wish you off, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I hope I get to see you guys again after this last podcast with y'all.
Yeah, you but and Casey.
Yeah, Casey and I are going to start taking
it's like,
off.
It's like a little caterpillar that's grown and grown and grown, and now it has a set of wings. Yeah, and it's a beautiful little butterfly that's going to fly away.
That was a beautiful description, John. I love it. I love it. But yeah, next week, Casey and I will be taking over every other week, right? We'll be switching off with you and John.
Is that kind of like every podcast an angel gets his wings? Is that what you're saying?
I think so.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
I'm going to flap them as hard as I can.
I think it'll be great. And it'll give them some different voices to listen to. And it gives us a little bit of break every other week, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can come up with some better beer to drink. Are you guys... What are you going to do about the... He don't drink.
I guess we're going to have to pick up food. Then.
Juicy juice?
Ooh, I like that idea. Uncrustables flavors, John.
There you go, yeah.
Well, actually, way back, Casey was doing different soda pops.
Ooh,
remember that?
Yeah, we could do that too,
with his fancy opener.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the flavored soda pops.
Yeah, you know what? We probably will end up going back to that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, so we're looking back... Brandon, we're looking back at the submissions 0 through 192. What would be the week of submissions you'd like to look at?
Well, you know, Matt, WCW ran for 83 weeks ahead of WWE, so give me week 83.
All right, so week 83 submission. The song we're looking at, John, is Hurricane Highway
with Sha-La-La.
I think I'm gonna change my plans today. Take a left at the corner of I Don't Care, and I can't wait. Head someplace where the grass is greener, lay my worries down and find a little peace, and just stare up at the clouds and drift away. Think it's time to tell the boss I'm through. Stick a for sale sign at the curb and change your front porch view. Maybe find a sales a little tiki bar. Trade my old routine for a new guitar. Now I write a love song just for you. And it'll go sha la 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 la. It's our time to shine. So baby, say the word, I'll give the globe a spin. Don't matter where it stops, as long as we're both in. And tomorrow we'll be high.
Sha La La from Hurricane Highway did make the top at that time, I think it was a top 10 countdown, maybe a top 20. I can't remember at the time, but it didn't make the countdown. Hurricane Highway, you're a fan of Hurricane Highway.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And Sha-La-La is a fantastic song, so I'm glad we're looking back on it this week.
Yeah, the little
ukulele at the beginning. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. Makes you want to go to the beach. Are you ready to go to the beach?
Not yet.
You want to wait till the snow comes in?
Then go, yeah.
Are we going sometime this year?
We need to.
I hope so.
Yeah. At least when we go to Alabama, we got to go to Panama City, right?
We've talked about it every time we've been down there and haven't done it yet.
Yeah, we'll have to for sure. All right, John, we're looking at number 10 this week, and coming in at number 10 is
Richard Lynch with Some Days Are Better Than Others.
At the donut shop, I see them most every morning, smiling and laughing and wanting to talk to anyone who would listen. A hot cup of coffee and a big old grin, a lifetime of stories between two old friends. Another new morning they were enjoying. They say every day is a good day, but some days are better than others. God let me wake up this morning and get out from under the covers. I'm still breathing, and brother, believe me, how I miss my children's mother. Some days are better than others. Ellis and Ernie, childhood friends, now they're flirting with 90. They sit and laugh about the good old days and all the miles they racked up behind them. They don't talk about the days gone by, tears, sadness, or sorrow. They're gonna say their favorite day is right now and maybe tomorrow. They say days are better than others. God let me wake up this morning and climb out from under the covers. I'm still breathing, there must be a reason, and I can't help but wonder. Oh, every day is a good day. Some days are better. Some days are better than others.
All right, that's Richard Lynch. Some days are better than others. And Brandon, that is the truth, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, some days are better than others, Matt. And today for you and I hasn't been so bad, but for others, it might have been.
Yeah. Today's, I said before the podcast started, my best day ever. Of 2025, maybe.
Matt, we're 2 days in.
I didn't age very well.
No. No. John, some days are better than others. You can attest to that, yeah?
I can.
Yeah. And you like Richard Lynch.
I do. He's like the king of independent country music, kind of, sort of, in my opinion.
Oh.
I mean, he's been there. Wow. He's been there. He's been around.
Okay, I like it.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He is. He is. All right, we're going to go ahead and move on to number 9. And coming in at number 9, moving down the countdown a little bit, is
Lola Blue with 3.
in the glow of the July moonlight. I love the way he drove me crazy. He took my hand, ooh, showed me how to live. A thousand miles of fights of fame, I'm still gonna wanna take your name. One night turned into two lovers, said three words. Living this wild life with you, no matter what we're going through. One night turned into two lovers, said three words. Later, dancing with the stars, felt like we'd come so far. Feeling reckless, but we love the risk. All my life, it's something I've missed. If what you tell me is true, I'll only ever want me and you. Thousand miles of fights of fame, I'm still gonna wanna take your name. One night turned into two lovers, said three words. Living this wild life with you, no matter what we're going through. One night turned into two lovers, said three words. You say it makes this real. Two lovers said three words. One night turned into two lovers said three words. Oh, one night turned into two lovers said three words. I love you. Ooh, I love you.
All right, Lola Blue. With three moves down to number nine, hit number three, all the way up to number three, and now it's moving down the countdown a little bit. John, that just means
send in more music.
Yeah. Send in some more of that Lola Blue music. We'd like to hear it, wouldn't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So here we go, moving up two spots. At number eight is
Where the Road Leads Me by Yara Beeks.
You're coming, I'm on my way. Just make your own mistakes, it's what they say. Through the years I spent my time here in the city lights. Now I'm driving to the good old countryside. I'll keep singing my traveling songs and play a melody of it all. Tomorrow I will find my lucky man. Oh, don't know what's gonna be, all lies ahead of me. Oh, just following the dream.
That was number 8. Again, moving up 2 spots. Yara Beeks, Where the Road Leads Me. I love the name. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to know where the road is going to lead me.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the name Yara Beeks. That's totally different. Isn't it?
Sounds like a bird.
Yeah?
To me, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Beeks.
Seeing the name today, I immediately went to Star Wars. Jar Jar Binks.
Ah, yeah, okay, I see the connection there. I see it.
Which is not close to what it is, actually, but Yara Binks is not Jar Jar Binks.
But I see how your mind got there, which, okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
Good, good.
That's scary that you see how his mind went there.
Yeah, we've been on the road together too long.
Yeah. Coming in at number 7, moving down the countdown a little bit, is
Tiffany Grace with Last November.
Do you remember last November? Me and my small guitar, you and your bottle of red wine. Hopeless romantic, I could tell through your want to surrender. Said your flight leaves tomorrow, if only we had more time. Your eyes told me is a game. It's a game I'm willing to play. 'Cause let's say no regrets, and darling, put your faith in me. Tell me last November isn't just a memory. I've been searching for this feeling, and it's driving me insane. Stuck in unsaid, I just have a few questions. How's life in Sydney, and do I cross your mind? Your eyes told me everything you couldn't say. Oh, if this is a game, it's a game I'm willing to play. 'Cause let's say
number 1 from last week, starting to slide down the countdown to lucky number 7, Tiffany Grace, Last November. We love the song, John. It hit number 1.
It did, and it's a really good song.
It is, and Last November, a fantastic song by a great artist, Tiffany Grace, and hitting number 1 on a countdown like this is pretty awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. You can't ask for more than your song to hit number 1.
That's right. And now we're going to look at a song that moved up 3 spots this week, and moving up to number 6 is
Hannah Jackson, Megan Hughes, and Faith Drake with Save Your Drama for Your Mama.
Save nobody caring. Everybody's got a story. Gets it right,
gets it right.
At least not enough to start a fight. We're all just fumbling along, so put a smile on your face and sing this song. Everybody's got a story. These days you can't seem to find what you're looking for. People acting crazy, they're no longer friendly. No one knows their neighbor next door.
Too afraid
to ask for a cup of sugar.
Sugar.
You can't leave your car unlocked anymore. Everyone's getting advice from a viral video. It's like betting all your future on a phony pony TV show.
Everybody's got a story. Everyone's been hurt before. Save your drama for your mama. Check your ego at the door.
Save Your Drama for Your Mama with Hannah Jackson, Megan Hughes, and Faith Drake. They're hitting it out of the ballpark. They're almost there at cracking the top five.
And Matt, they went up 3 spots this week. I mean, if they continue on at this rate, they're only going to have, you know, 1 or 2 more weeks before they hit that number one spot.
That's right. That's right. But until then, we've got to move up to our top five. And before we hit our top five, we're going to look again back just a little bit. So before we look back even, John, we're trying out another new beer here, right here in the, we say middle, but it's not really. We're about 3/4 of the way done with the podcast.
Almost.
Yeah, but we're looking at a beer called Sam Adams Cold Snap. What do you think?
What's our numbers?
0 to 10. 10 being the best.
Well, hang on.
You want Brandon to go first?
No, I'll go 7.5 strong.
Oh, strong on 7.5.
Oh, wow. I'm going to go with an 8.
An 8.
I think it's good.
Okay. I'll go with the 7.5 also. That's a high.
Yeah.
That's a good one. So there you go.
So Sam, you're Adams. Going 7.5 basic, middle, or strong?
I'm going strong with it. I could almost teeter on 8. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That Sam Adams is, they always have good beer.
They do.
Like that cherry wheat.
That cherry wheat's hard to beat for me. That's one of my favorites, especially summertime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And their Jacko.
Jacko's good.
Jacko's good. And the Oktoberfest is pretty decent. So, yeah. So this one's a new one for us. Cold Snap. Pretty good. So try it. Sam Adams.
We're having a cold snap here in Indiana.
Yeah, we're getting ready to get some major snow.
We're getting ready to get dumped on.
Yeah. Have you driven in the snow before, Brandon?
Oh, yeah.
A lot?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The first year I got my permit, yeah, my uncle had me out in the snow driving around doing donuts in parking lots, so.
Okay.
It's a good way to learn.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been upside down in the snow.
Have you?
Hell yeah, I didn't like it.
Okay.
Scared me to death.
I've gotten stuck a lot, but.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but.
We started fishtailing. We was going out in the country roads and started. We went this way, went back this way. When it went this way, it came back and just spun all the way around. Next thing I know, I'm in my seatbelt, upside down, can't get out. I'm like. Yeah, it was not good.
That's scary.
It was scary. Yeah.
Man.
So then I'm dumb. I reached over here and undid my seatbelt, and I was just like thud right on the top of the car.
Bet that felt good.
And then I was over there, kicked the window out, so me and the guy driving, he was just like stuck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Kicked the window out and climbed out.
So have you slid off the road at all?
No. Luckily, really? I haven't.
Okay. So, embarrassing story for me.
Oh, boy.
The snow started to get a little sloppy. You know how it gets sloppy? And I went to pick up my son from ex-wife, and my vehicle gets stuck right there. And the new husband had to come pull me out.
Oh. I would have just walked off and left the car there.
Yeah, I'd have been done. Yeah.
Just set it on fire.
Yeah.
Leave it be.
There ain't much worse than that, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, he helped me get out. I don't think he's talked to me since, which is all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for that one good time. So, one good memory. Yeah. Another time that was embarrassing. I had, and this may be embarrassing altogether anyway, John, and Brandon may think so also, but I had a Cutlass Sierra, and my dad knew a guy, which was Wayne Perdue. Wayne Perdue knew a guy who did paint jobs, so half the car, so it was black, metallic black, so it had looked like it had the sparkles in it, okay? So that's basically what the middle of it was. So the front of the Cutlass Sierra was painted with fire on the front. And then the back of it had water on the back.
All right.
Yeah. So is that cool?
Yeah, I'm into it so far. Is that the...
No. The most embarrassing thing was we had just got painted that summer. And then I'm driving to school there at Hauser. And I go to turn to go into Hauser. And when I do, I hit a slick spot. I slide right into the pole right in front of Hauser. So my car had to sit there all day. And so all the kids were laughing and making fun of me. It's kind of like that movie Christmas Story, basically. Everybody's looking out at my car at the pole.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
You poor soul. You poor soul.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had to have it towed and everything. It was embarrassing. That's a bad story, isn't it?
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have told that.
Yeah, I don't mind telling memories.
Courageous, Matt.
Yeah. I wish I still had that Cutlass Sierra with fire in the front.
Fire and ice.
Yeah.
Fire and ice.
Yeah. I'd let my wife drive it. That'd be good. She'd look good in that. So there you go. All right. Before we get into our top five, let's look back at some other stuff. Let's look back at some memories of some songs that came from submissions in the past. John, we're looking at week submission between 1 and 192. Go ahead and pick a week, and we'll pick a song from that week of submissions.
Let's go with, what year is this?
We're in 25.
2025. All right, let's go with 57.
It wasn't even close.
Yeah, I don't know how that equates.
No, maybe Heinz 57, maybe.
No, 57 Chevy.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So week 57 submissions, John, you picked a good one there. Yeah.
It's like the Chevy.
It is.
57.
It is.
Nomad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're looking at week 57, and it is Pamela Hopkins with the song called
Somebody Here Is Walking.
From our picture on the nightstand over by the door. Somebody here is walking. Somebody's wearing their goodbye shoes. Somebody here is losing me in their somebody's. Somebody out there's cheating. Somebody thinks I don't.
A look back at a song called Somebody Here Is Walking. A good look back. Yeah, John?
Especially when she's still on the countdown at number 14.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that was a good choice there. So that shows that we have repeat offenders, right?
That's right.
That proves it.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate it.
Yes, we do. So there's your look back at some of the week submissions, and we're going to be doing that every week. So now, now we're going into our top five, and now looking at number five this week is
She Don't Need to Drink to Dance by Garrett Gregory, which is up three spots.
She loves to have a glass of red after a long, hard day. She loves to throw a little salt on
myself get a little tipsy. But the one thing I love most, she don't need a train to dance. Every time she gets the chance, she'll be cutting up a hardwood floor. One more and more and more. If it's country, rap, or rock and roll, it doesn't matter, cause it's in her soul. Well, the music starts to play and bam. She don't need a drink to dance. That needle on a song, she'll start moving, swaying and grooving in the kitchen with her soft song.
We have a big mover moving up three spots, Garrett Gregory.
Double G.
That's right. She don't need to drink to dance. You're a big fan of Garrett Gregory. Have you started any kind of merchandise with him or anything?
I have not. I need to.
Yeah.
Got to get on that soon.
Yeah. Yep.
Got to get the Double G thing going.
That's right.
Kind of like Double B, Bugle Boy. Remember that back in the day?
Were those like jeans?
Yeah.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. I remember the name. I don't remember.
I was thinking about Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, yeah, there you go. He's still wanting to wrestle, you believe that?
Yeah, he's still beating people over the head with a guitar.
That's right. That's right. And maybe Garrett Gregory's doing the same thing.
Maybe.
He might be an outlaw. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to find him in a dark alley.
All right.
Here we go. Coming in at number four this week and also moving up two spots. Here we go.
Michaela Harkin with I'm On My Way.
I've never been to Nashville or the famous country hole. I can only dream about L.A. But I believe in music, it's the rhythm of my soul. Pick up my guitar, I'm on my way. I'm on my way to arriving to where I wanna be, where the steel and the fiddle always play. I hope there's space in that hello place, where Miley's on the radio.
kept the country music flame alive. But Dolly is my hero, this I never will deny. I can sing her songs from 9 to 5. I'm on my way to Robin, to where I wanna be, where the steel and the fiddle always play. I hope there's space in that hello place. Miley's on the radio, Taylor's on the screen, guitar in my hand, I'm on my way. I'm on my way to Robin, to where I wanna be, where steel and the fiddle always.
Right, that was Michaela Harkin moving up two spots with the song called I'm On My Way, and she is trying to be on her way to number one, isn't she?
And she's working her way right up this list.
She is. She's at number four, but now we move to number three, and coming in at number three this week is
Janine Turano with Good Girls Get the Blues.
Bad boys are all wrong.
Good Girls Get the Blues at number 3, Janine Tirana. Moved up 2 spots, John.
It sure did.
And now also moving up 2 spots to the Bridesmaid spot. Coming in at number 2 is
the Isaac Jacob Band with 1,000 Miles.
Hall. The first night he asked her to waltz. It was a 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Guess it was meant to be, 'cause they feel like the leaves in the fall. As time brought them closer together, the June brought a ring to a 1,000 miles through the good times and bad, the tribulations and trials. As she placed her head on his shoulder, she smiled up at him as he told her, we're gonna dance 1,000 miles. Get you halfway to crazy, but their love kept them from going insane. They held on to one another, kept each other from going under. They learned how to dance through the rain. Well, children, they come, then they grow. It starts to slow as they dance 1,000 miles through the good times and bad, the tribulations and trials. As she placed her head on his shoulder, time with him and was a good one, 'cause we danced 1,000 miles through the good times and bad, these tribulations and trials. And though our song may be over, I'll remember my head on his shoulder as we dance 1,000 miles.
They're still driving that mileage up, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, that odometer's got to read over 1 million at this point.
That's right.
He's probably almost to Florida by now.
That's probably true, because he's moved all the way up the list to number 2, John. Can you believe that?
That's pretty impressive.
It is. And he moved up very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, gaining another 2 spots this week, Matt.
Yeah, congratulations, Isaac Jacob Band, for moving up to number 2 with the song 1,000 Miles. And now, John, we come in to number 1. And Brandon, how about you tell us who number 1 is this week?
Up 1 spot in this week, Shannon Petrie with Ghost in This House.
I don't pick up the mail.
In this house hits number one, Shannon Petrie. John, it climbed and climbed and climbed.
It sure did. It started way up there and it's all the way down there.
That's right. It haunting. It's a haunting song.
Yeah.
It haunted the countdown to it. Finally, the ghost in the house hit number one.
Spooked all of us into giving it number one.
That's right. That's right. Shannon Petrie, great song.
Definitely is. Well deserved number one.
Absolutely.
That's right. We hope you enjoyed the top 30 countdown. Next week, John and I will relax. We'll kick back and drink a couple cold snaps.
Yeah, some of Sammy A's.
Is that what we call it?
Sammy A's, yeah.
Okay.
That's yeah. News to me.
That's that college lingo.
Yeah.
Some Sammy
it
A's.
It is?
Is no, it? I just made
They didn't
it
teach
up.
Me the right stuff like in college it. Then.
Well, I just made that
drink
up.
Drink a couple Sammy A's, cold snaps while we're sitting in our bathing suits in the snow.
That's right.
That's right. That's how tough we are,
and
Brandon.
Matt, if you want to call it tough. And next week, you'll hear me and Casey right here on the Who's Who Countdown.
That's right. So, well, we hope you enjoyed the show this week. Brandon and Casey will take over next week, and John, you and I will come back the week after that, right? All right, guys, we're going to head out of here. Hope you all have a good week, and
outlaws never die.
As I sit here in the silence, my heart breaks inside. The answers to the questions that we ask somehow hide. Cast away on rocky shores, when I just can't take it anymore. A lighthouse, a solid rock, a ray of hope, a place to dock. When we tried everything that we know to do, we somehow see it through. When there's nothing left but moving on, baby, it's hard to do. My strength lies in you. It lies in you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Broken pieces scattered on the ground of a love so true. Just to hear you say those words to me, baby, I love you. I cannot say what you mean to me. Just to show you I can be true, proving once again as you turn to me, my strength lies in you. When we tried everything that we know to do, we somehow see it through. When there's nothing left but moving on, baby, it's hard to do. My strength lies in you. It lies in you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our love will see us through. Strength lies.